You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on September 22nd, 2022. This week, we're talking about the diminishing number of people in the U.S. who claim to be Christians. Now, this is nothing new, and we've discussed this before. However, a recent study has suggested the possibility that, quote, Christianity could become a minority religion in the U.S. as early as 2045. What does that mean for us? We'll consider that in our episode today. For links to this story, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/09-2222. Now for our story this week. Christianity quickly diminishing in U.S., on pace to become minority religion in decades. From Fox News, a recently released study suggests the number of Christians in the U.S. is diminishing quickly and being replaced by those who do not identify with any religion. A new report by Pew Research Center and the General Social Survey published Tuesday found a surge of adults leaving Christianity to become atheist, agnostic, or, quote, nothing in particular. It predicted that if the number of Christians under 30 abandoning their faith accelerates beyond the current pace, adherents of the historically dominant religion in the U.S. could become a minority by 2045. Noting how approximately 90% of Americans identified as Christians in the early 1990s, the study observed that number, which includes children, had fallen to only 64% by 2020. The number of people in the U.S. who identify as religiously unaffiliated, meanwhile, skyrocketed from 16% in 2007 to 29% in 2020, the research showed. Other religions, such as Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism, accounted for approximately 6% in 2020. First of all, this is a bit of a sensationalized story. They talked about if a certain group accelerates the rate at which they're leaving the faith, then something could happen. Obviously, no one knows for certain what will happen in the future. But many people are going to read stories like this and conclude that, well, what's described here is inevitable. Could it happen? It may happen. But there is a real trend. However, that does not mean it's all doom and gloom. It depends on our perspective. So there are 5 points I want us to consider today. Number one, the world is a powerful influence. The Hebrew writer warned of the real possibility of Christians falling away. In Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, he said, "Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Demas was a Christian in the first century who was an example of one that this happened to. He was one of Paul's fellow workers, as he's mentioned in Colossians 4:14 and Philemon verse 24. Yet near the end of Paul's life, Demas had deserted him, and it's implied that he had also fallen away from the Lord. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10, "Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica." It wasn't just that he parted ways with Paul, but he loved the present world, implying that he had departed from Christ as well. But why would Demas do this? Because of what Paul said about him. He loved the present world. James warned us that friendship with the world is hostility toward God in James 4 and verse 4. We are to be different from the world, not conformed, but transformed, as Romans 12 and verse 2 says. Yet the world is trying to pull us back in. We should not take this lightly or think that it couldn't happen to us. The Hebrew writer in that passage we read warned about brethren, the ones he described as holy brethren in chapter 3 and verse 1, telling them that this could happen to them. And this is why we need regular encouragement. As he said, as long as it is still called today, you need to encourage one another. We need this because of how strong the influence of the world is. Second point, this could make for a more dangerous environment for Christians in the future. It has always been true, as we cited James 4 and verse 4, that friendship with the world is hostility toward God. At the same time, we are to strive to live peaceably with others. Romans 12:18 says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. However, sometimes it will not always be possible, as Paul said there. As the world drifts further away from God, there will be more hostility toward those who claim to follow God. And Jesus warned about this. He told his apostles in John 15, verses 18 and 19, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. The more godless our society is, the more wicked our rulers are, the more sinful our neighbors are, then the more likely it is that we will face severe persecution. So we need to be ready for this. Peter told Christians in the first century in 1 Peter 4, verses 12 and 13, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exultation. And then in verse 16 he says, if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. We today need to take this warning to heart and be faithful no matter what. Because if so-called Christianity becomes a minority religion, then it is more likely that we will face this sort of persecution. Then the third point. This could also mean less work in undoing denominational error. We've talked about a couple of negative points so far, so now let's consider some potential positives. And this is one of them. One of the biggest challenges in evangelism, at least for those of us in this country over the last few generations, is converting someone who already believes they are faithfully following Christ. The scriptures teach us that Jesus built one church. He said in Matthew 16:18, I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. God adds those who are being saved to this church, as Acts 2 verse 47 says. Well, who are those who are being saved? Jesus said, he who has believed and is baptized shall be saved, in Mark 16:16. When Peter was questioned by those who were convinced on the day of Pentecost that Jesus was both Lord and Christ, as Acts 2:36 says, they asked in verse 37 what they needed to do. Peter told them, in Acts 2:38, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. After telling them this, he continued to exhort them, be saved from this perverse generation, Acts 2:40. So the next verse says, so then those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls. So when someone believes that Jesus is the Christ, repents of his sins, and is baptized for the forgiveness of his sins, he is saved, and God adds him to the church. Yet there are so many people in the religious world who have done something besides this, something different than this, and have been added to or have joined some other church. Despite what Peter said, as well as the rest of the New Testament, they are now content in their condition, and they have, many of them, little interest in hearing what they need to do to be saved or how to be added by God to the Lord's church because they think they're already saved. and they think they're already part of his church. So much of the work of evangelism that we are doing today involves undoing the teachings of denominational preachers so that people will be receptive to the teachings of Jesus and his apostles. However, if we reach the point where there are fewer people claiming to be Christians or part of some denomination, then potentially we may be able to get straight to the point when discussing the gospel with them. The fourth point is that the Lord's church can grow even if so-called Christianity diminishes. And this is related to the previous point. When studies like this are done that talk about Christianity diminishing, or the numbers are going down, or things like that, those studies are counting every denominational group that claims to be Christian. Yet, as we noticed in the last point, not all of those people have been added by God to the Lord's church. However, if there are fewer people who believe they are already saved, there are more people who may be looking for and open to the message of salvation. So if the denominations are shrinking, that may not be a bad thing from this perspective. In fact, it could end up leading to a direct correlation with the growth of the Lord's church. And the fifth and final point is that the Lord's church did grow in this type of environment before. When the church was established on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, there were no denominations. The only church was the Lord's church, the one that he promised to build in Matthew 16, 18. And even though 3,000 obeyed the gospel and were added to the church on that first day, as we notice in Acts 2, 41, and it quickly grew to 5,000 with just that number counting the men by the time you get to Acts chapter 4 and verse 4, even then, it was still nowhere close to being a majority religion. Jesus told his followers in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." And this is what we see in the book of Acts. Despite the gains and the growth of the early church, they were still in the minority. Yet they grew. When persecution began in Jerusalem, the disciples were scattered and they went about preaching the word, as Acts 8 and verse 4 tells us. So despite being a minority, they were able to turn the world upside down, as Acts 17:6 says. And this can still happen. But we need to be committed to the Lord and to his work. So in closing, the world's version of Christianity is on pace to become a minority religion in the United States. Yet the way of Christ has always been the way of the minority. So let us be warned about the strong influence of the world around us. And let's prepare for the potential of more persecution in the future, because with these trends, that could be coming. But let's also keep doing the Lord's work and keep spreading the gospel to those around us. As our society turns away from so-called Christianity, let's be ready to help turn those around us to Christ. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to this story we talked about, as well as other relevant links, I didn't really mention those throughout the episode, but there are several links in the show notes for you to check out. You can see those at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/09-2222. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who'd be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them. And if you see a news story or know of some topic that you think would make for a good discussion on the podcast, please send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.